The following is a sponsored program paid for by First Alliance Credit Union. Welcome to Good Money Moves, featuring Jenna Tobel from First Alliance Credit Union and Andy Brownell. Here's Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk, 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Good morning. It's time for Good Money Moves on News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM. Andy Brownell, along with Jenna Tobel again this morning.
Good morning.
Morning, Jenna. Good to see you.
Yeah.
You brought along a new guest.
I did. I have Kim Ferraro with me this morning. She's our centralized underwriter, and I'm going to let her kind of introduce herself and talk a little bit about what she does and kind of her time at the credit union.
All right. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning. I'm Kim Ferraro, as Jenna just stated. I've been with the credit union for 12 years, so I've kind of been around the block a little bit with them. I started out as a teller, and then I went to like a personal banker with helping people open accounts and starting savings accounts, and now I do the central underwriting.
Okay, maybe we better start with that. What is central underwriting?
centralized underwriter. What I do is I approve, hopefully approve, loans for our loan officers.
Big job there, yeah.
It's great. I love it, yeah.
So we've been talking about saving money and the importance of saving money the last few weeks. Mm-hmm. And so this week we're going to go delve into savings accounts and different types of accounts. Is that correct, Jenna?
Correct. Yeah. We're going to just kind of talk about some of the features and benefits of a savings account and how there are things that you need to watch out for as you're looking at different savings accounts, because there's a lot of jargon out there that goes with these that can kind of trip you up if you don't understand what it is, or fees that come with certain savings accounts that you want to just be aware of. So that's kind of what we're going to talk about today and dig into that. So I'll just start by saying, you know, what is a savings account?
Okay.
So very basic level. So a savings account is a secure place where you store your money when it's not being used for spending purposes, right? So savings accounts really help you distinguish between your everyday spending and the money you have put away for future use. And that's really just in a nutshell what a savings account is.
Okay. You mentioned secure.
Yes.
Maybe, Kim, do you want to cover that? What do we mean by secure?
So a secure means that it's federally insured by either the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, and that's for banks, or the National Credit Union Administration, NCUA, and that's for credit unions who we have insure ours. So what that means is if for any reason the bank or the financial institution goes out of business, that your money is not at risk, and those places will make sure that that money is saved for you.
Both the FDIC and the NCUA cover your funds in your savings account with what is basically an insurance policy.
NCUA covers up to $250,000 of total deposits per owner, per insured union, and per account category. So it would cover, if you had two different accounts, it would cover $250,000 up to each account for
each
you.
Each account.
Correct.
And each owner. So if you were there with your spouse and they had a separate account, that would be another $250,000.
That's correct.
Okay. I think I've got that.
Yeah, because, I mean, you know, share insurance, the FDIC, NCUA, it's not something that most people probably typically think about when they're looking to open an account. They just kind of assume it's in place, and generally it is. I don't think you'll find a financial institution that isn't covered by one or the other at this point. But it is something you still have to pay attention to, especially as you really increase the amount of deposits you have in places, because that's when you can run into situations, if you're not careful, where you could end up not having coverage on your deposits if you get too high in certain accounts.
So you want to make sure that if you're getting close to that $250,000 mm-hmm. limit, that you're taking steps to either open another account or find another way to protect it.
Right. And correct. That's, yeah, definitely you'd want to sit down with, you know, one of our member advisors and kind of go over your accounts and figure out exactly the best options to make sure that you're getting your full coverage benefits from that.
Well, that'd be a heck of a problem to have.
Yeah, right. I know.
So the money in the First Alliance Credit Unions and other credit unions safe and insured,
yes,
through a process similar to what banks have.
Correct.
But not everything's the same when it comes to fees. Mm-hmm. Banks have fees and some credit unions have fees as well. Is that correct?
Yes, absolutely. Yep. You're not going to, I don't think you'll ever find an account that's 100% fee free. At some point, a fee is going to kick in somewhere. It's just really paying attention to which fees the specific account you're considering opening has and really paying attention to each of those individually.
And how much they are.
Exactly.
Because I bet that's a competitive thing too.
Very much so.
Okay. Yeah. So, Kim, do you have any information on what kind of fees I should be watching for?
Yeah, so there are typical fees for different kinds of accounts. There's like a monthly maintenance fee that some places charge just to have the account itself. At First Alliance, we do not have that kind of fee. And then there's also excessive withdrawal fees. Those are actually mandated by the government. It's called a Reg D. So if you have more than 6 withdrawals from a savings account, you could be charged.
Oh, really?
At our credit union, it's only $5, but there's other places that it can be up to $35 just to take your own money out to transfer from the savings to the checking account.
And that's mandated by the government?
Correct.
Is there
the savings
any
account
reasoning
part
for that that we know of?
Well, yes, yes, there is, and Kim might be able to explain this a little better. But essentially, it's to ensure that you're using your savings account for savings and not as a transactional account is perfect. Really what it comes down to. So the difference between a savings and a checking account, one is meant for saving money,
yeah,
keeping it put. The other one is meant for spending your money, and that it comes with transactions. So that's the government's way of making sure you're using the account for what it was purposed for.
And I know you can answer this, but my mind is wondering, why would the government care how I used my bank account? But that's a regulation that you have to deal with at First Alliance Credit Union and all other financial
and
institutions.
And all other financials, yes.
Wow. So there's a piece of information. So to transfer over to my checking, mm-hmm, would mark as one of those. Or if I made a cash withdrawal from my savings, that would be another mark.
Correct.
And you have a limit of how many a month?
6.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
So don't put the money in the savings accounts if you're going to need it to withdraw it often.
Correct. Or put enough money into the checking account so that you don't have to do it multiple times.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's something new for me. I haven't been charged that, so that's probably
well,
why
good.
I'm not aware
good
of
thing. You're managing your money well.
Other fees that you could look at would be minimum balance fees. So some financials will charge you if you don't have a minimum balance in a savings account. At First Alliance, we have a $5, it's not a fee.
You have to
$5 to open the account itself,
sure,
and it's still your money. So if you go under that $5, we won't charge you. But it's just to open the account and to keep it there.
Yeah, what's the sense of opening it if you don't have $5 in it?
Yep. We also have the dormant fees. Some places do, if you don't use the account for 6 months, then you could incur a fee up to, I think that one's about $20. But ours is if you go a whole year without using the account at all, it's just a $5 fee.
Okay.
But as long as you put in a dollar minimum, not even that. You could do like 50 cents each year. We wouldn't charge you for
okay
that.
Mm-hmm. But that's something to be aware of as well, that if you park that money there, mm-hmm, you can't completely forget about it. You have to at least put some more money into it.
Yes.
Correct.
Once a
and
year
this
for
is
the
just
first
for
line
savings screen account.
Yeah,
so
just
there
savings
are
accounts
other things that, yeah, you could put it in and forget it.
Goodness.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last one that's really common are paper statements. So a lot of financial institutions are wanting to get people to go electronic,
sure,
because it's starting to cost a lot of money to print the statement and then mail it. So they could charge you a fee for actually getting,
okay,
a statement mailed to you. First Alliance does not have that fee right now.
That's kind of the common theme I've detected,
yeah,
here.
Yeah.
First Alliance,
yes,
does not have this.
Yes. Yeah.
Or if you do have it, it's at a far different rate than.
Yeah.
A and lesser amount.
Yeah, and that's really, I think, you know, the credit union industry as a whole really does try to do no or low fees on the majority of their products and services because it just fits into our not-for-profit model that we follow.
And then it's wonderful that you don't. I imagine, yeah, that's a great marketing tool as well.
It is. Sells itself sometimes.
I bet. We're talking to Kim Ferraro and Jenna Tubble from the First Alliance Credit Union today. I talk about savings and savings accounts and learning that there are fees. And that I'm imagining if you're not watching out and you don't have much in your savings and you're in one of these situations where some of these fees that are charged that First Alliance does not charge, mm-hmm. you could zero out your account pretty quickly if you don't keep tabs on this.
It has happened, yes.
Oh, my goodness.
We really try to work with our members so that it doesn't, and we really try to make them educated and aware yeah. of how they should use their savings accounts and the best place to put their money if they're wanting to use it or if they are wanting to save it.
Financial literacy, right?
Yes.
With the First Alliance Credit Union, this is Good Money Moves. We'll be back in just a moment on News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Good Money Moves continues in moments with Andy Brownell and Jenna Tobel from First Alliance Credit Union. This is News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM. We're talking Good Money Moves with Andy Brownell and Jenna Tobel from First Alliance Credit Union on Rochester's News Talk, 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Welcome back to Good Money Moves. I'm Andy Brownell, News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM, along with Jenna Tobel and Kim Ferraro from the First Alliance Credit Union. On this Saturday morning, we've been talking about savings accounts and learning that the First Alliance Credit Union doesn't have a lot of fees.
Correct.
Yes.
But I've always curious as to, I mean, I've had a savings account for so long, I don't even remember the process. Mm-hmm. My folks opened it for me when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. Is that a common thing that parents do nowadays still, to open up that very first savings account in a child's name?
Yeah, it's actually really popular to do now. Basically, if a kid starts a paper route or they have chores and they get paid that way, cash from their parents or something like that, a parent will come in sometimes with the kid, depending on the age. And then they'll just need date of birth and Social Security number and full name and address. And we can open a savings account for a youth child.
Okay. Mm-hmm. How about an adult? If I haven't had a savings account and mm-hmm. I finally wake up to the idea that I should be saving money.
Yeah.
I heard this program and I said, I'm going to go save some money. What do you need to open up an actual savings account? Obviously a little money.
$5. You only need $5 to open up an account. A valid ID. So some kind of state ID normally. Otherwise, okay. A passport would work as well, as long as they're not expired. And then we would also just need to know your address. If you open it up at First Alliance Credit Union, we have to make sure that you're eligible for membership. So basically either live or work in one of our five counties.
Is there, I know it's $5 to open an account. Do you guys recommend a minimum amount to make it even worthwhile for a person to start out the road, or is it okay to have just the $5?
Yeah, well, I think that just depends on your situation. If you are a very young saver, let's go back to opening an account for a child.
Yeah.
That $5 is really, that's perfect. Like, just get it started. If you have a job that's paying you a paycheck on a regular basis, we would recommend setting up some kind of direct deposit to help you kind of fund that savings account.
Sure.
A little more with some of the strategies that we've talked about in the past couple episodes. There really isn't a specific number that's better or worse than anything else. What you have is what you have, and it's better to put that in savings because then you can start working towards earning more off of the interest that you get versus just sticking it under your mattress where you earn no interest.
And as you pointed out, it's a little safer mm-hmm. in the credit union itself.
Correct.
With the insurance.
Yeah.
Do you ever work with the younger people about the strategy of savings? I mean that, mm-hmm. okay, I know you got $5 put away right now, but think about this and then, have a strategy and start moving forward like we talked about in previous weeks.
Yeah, absolutely. Our member advisors will, especially if you're just opening an account for the very first time, they'll absolutely kind of give you some advice on the best ways to utilize that account and, make sure that you understand, the features and benefits that we've talked about. Make sure that you understand what fees are charged when, if there are any. We want to set you up with success no matter what type of account you're opening. So, at First Alliance, we'd absolutely make sure that you have a full knowledge of what you're getting yourself into. So to speak.
I imagine it gets to the point where they have enough in there. You say, you probably need some sort of, what I guess the transactional account is what you're talking about, right?
Yes, correct.
A checking account, mm-hmm. or nobody writes checks anymore, right?
I do for daycare. That's about it.
Still funny. Some applications for it, but not nearly
as frequent.
But it's
essentially the same thing, right? If you have a debit card, it's coming out of a checking account.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
And I know we have a discussion about interest rates and what types of interest are paid and all that sort of stuff. So I guess we'll do that next.
Yeah.
After this break.
Absolutely.
Kim Ferraro and Jenna Taubel from the First Alliance Credit Union in this morning. I'm Andy Brown. I'll back in just a moment on News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Good Money Moves continues in moments with Andy Brownell and Jenna Taubel from First Alliance Credit Union. This is News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM. We're talking Good Money Moves with Andy Brownell and Jenna Taubel from First Alliance Credit Union on Rochester's News Talk, 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Welcome back. I'm Andy Brownell with Jenna Taubel and Kim Ferraro from the First Alliance Credit Union for Good Money Moves on News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM. We're talking about savings and we talked about opening an account. And you're telling me right during the break that you can do it online now.
Yeah. Yep. We have actually a pretty good online account opening. I'll call it an app, for lack of a better word. You can pretty much open and fund your account at First Alliance online. Obviously, you'd have to have an account somewhere else to be able to fund it online to bring the money over. But if you're just opening an account for the first time, you can always start the process online and then come into a branch to finally fund it and finalize that account opening.
How do you do the identification business and all that? Is that just...
It goes off questions from your credit report. Oh. So with any new account, we would pull your credit report. And the automatic online system would verify you by asking you questions about
that. Oh, okay. The magic of technology.
Yeah.
Well, we promised in the previous episode that our segment that we were talking about interest rates and... That's kind of the big deal with savings accounts. Generally, when you're in a transactional account, you're really not counting on any interest payments. Yeah. But you put it into a savings account, you are earning some money on the money that you keep in that savings account, correct?
Yeah, that's really one of the key benefits to a savings account is that interest rate. And different types of accounts are going to have different interest rates, but in general, on like a traditional savings account, the industry average right now is around 0.09%.
Which is sad to me a little bit.
Yeah, it's so it's pretty low.
But it's based because overall interest rates are low, correct?
They are, yeah, across the board. They really are. But comparatively, you know, at First Alliance, our starting interest rate for a traditional savings account is 0.15% APY.
So that is.
Yeah. So we have pretty competitive interest rates on all of our savings products. Absolutely.
And even at that small amount, over time, you're going to see a difference.
Correct.
Especially if you continue to add to the kitty.
Yes.
Yes, absolutely.
With the compounding interest, you'll see that increase too. So every deposit that you do, and if you do deposits each month, you're also going to get more interest off those deposits each month.
When you open accounts to young people, do you ever spend time talking about compounding interest and that magical little thing that happens with compounding interest?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. They really need to understand that concept to understand like why you need to keep your money here for a long period of time. And kind of that's a savings account is really your first kind of foray into building any type of wealth. So no matter what, like you have to have that basis of knowledge about compounding interest for you to continue to move forward with saving money like as you get older. Because if you don't have that concept understood, you're going to be like, well, why am I keeping my money here?
So, and it's hard to understand when you're young and you're just starting out that period of time, 10 years, let's say, it's amazing what can happen in 10 years
yeah.
using compounding interest. And one day you'll open up that account and you'll go, what happened?
Yeah.
It'll be a good thing that just happened.
Yeah. Yeah. We actually have a really kind of cool calculator on our website. It's a compounding interest calculator. So you can go out there and it's, I mean, it's pretty basic, but it gives you, it's easy to read and understand. You'll just kind of put the, in the information of what you're planning to save and it will show you how much interest you're going to be earning on that. And you, so you can see how much you're actually making off of that deposit long term. So it just really gives you that visual of what interest does instead of just having to imagine what it's going to do in 10 years. You actually can physically see it.
These are real numbers too.
Yes.
And it also right now, I mean, we are experiencing a time of rock bottom interest rates. Mm-hmm. Odds are they're going to go higher. The amount that the credit union pays you to park your money.
Yeah.
Just that's my view just because I've been alive for a while.
Yeah.
I've seen the rates much, much higher.
Yeah. I mean, we can only hope. I mean, there's obviously no way to tell it, when they're going to go up
right.
or down. But yeah, you like to think in the long term they will increase versus decrease.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But on the negative side of that, that also means when you're borrowing money, you'll pay more for it as well.
Yes.
Correct.
Pros and cons, right?
Yeah. Well, it's part of the deal too, right? And when you open one of these accounts, we mentioned too that one of the things you talk to the folks about when they're doing this is to keep a close eye on, number one, the interest you'll be paid, but also the other flip side of it, the fees that might be drawn out. Maybe you can speak a little bit more to how you make that cost
yeah.
benefit, how you weigh the differences.
Yeah, you definitely want to see what kind of savings account that you're getting and then if it has any fees because you don't want to be negative after the compounding fees. You still want to build and earn that money. So we do have a lot of different savings accounts, which we can talk about later, that you can kind of compare and then also look at how you want to save your money and what you're saving it for, if it's a long-term goal or a short-term goal on what kind of savings account you
and
put it in.
And that's going to be those different types of vehicles to save money, I guess, financial or
yes.
monetary vehicles.
Absolutely.
Yep.
But we're talking about now the basic, just the basic mm-hmm. park your money in a savings account and let it do a little bit of work for you.
Yep. That's the best
Correct.
Place to get started when
yeah.
you're just getting into the idea of saving money. Just go with the traditional savings account because it's one of the easiest ones to understand and usually it's the most accessible to you.
So I imagine as well for a person who's more established, this is what to look at if you have a short-term goal of, you know, some toy, a boat or
yeah,
you know, something
yeah,
like that.
For
yeah,
looking for a down payment or something
gonna,
like that.
You know,
yep, yep.
I can shove $100 a month into this thing mm-hmm. and I can watch it grow in this type of account.
Yes.
Correct.
Absolutely.
And then pull it out whenever you'd like without any fees.
But still, the, yeah.
Yeah.
And that's the important thing, too, though, to watch out if you are not looking at First Alliance Credit Union, what the fees are being charged
yeah,
on that kind of account, too.
Absolutely.
Because
I would highly recommend if you, no matter where you're planning to open a savings account of any kind, always ask up front before you open it what fees are involved and when do those fees take effect. Because if you're not paying attention to that, it can wipe out your account. And it can really negate any interest that you earn on it if you're not careful.
And leave a really bad taste in your mouth after.
Yeah, yeah. yeah. Big time.
Well, what other resources? I imagine the website's just chock full of resources about this. Jenna?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So I've mentioned our Beginner's Guide to Savings. That's on our resources tab on our website. Everything that we've talked about the past two episodes, this episode, you can find all of that information on that resource page. I highly recommend you check it out. And I talked about the compound savings calculator. We also have a savings goal calculator that can help you. Remember, we talked about those SMART goals that can help
yep.
you kind of calculate those goals for yourself as well.
Like how much I can put away for the boat.
Yes, exactly. Are you getting a boat soon?
I know. It's on my mind, apparently.
But yeah, I subscribe to our blog. We are constantly putting out new information about different strategies for savings, tips, advice, everything like that. Follow us on Facebook, on Twitter. We put out all kinds of kind of good money moves tips every week that can kind of give you a little boost in the savings game area. But also just come make an appointment with one of our member advisors and just learn more about the different types of savings accounts, or maybe find out what you're doing right or where you could use some, you know, improvement.
And just get started, too. Yeah, that's the other
just
thing.
Just do it.
Take that one step forward and put a few dollars away.
Absolutely.
And be happy down the road.
Yeah.
All right. This has been Good Money Moves again on News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM. Jenna, Kim, I guess we'll see you next week as well.
Yes, hopefully.
All right.
All right. Thank you.
And we'll talk about different types of savings accounts on the next episode. All right.
Absolutely.
Look forward to that next Saturday. News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM.